Good morning, Bruce.
How now, is it through education? How exactly do you plan to do this, Jennifer?
I just created a ebook series called Smarty Plate, and I just published the first book called Teddy Tries a Veggie.
Oh, all right. And what ages are you aiming at here with these books?
So the book is geared for 4 to 8 year olds, but I believe that the lessons can be applied to any age group because healthy eating is relevant to all of us.
To tell us, well, obviously there's obvious benefits, I guess, disease prevention and just feeling better. But those developmental years, how important is it to have good nutrition during those years, Jennifer?
It's really important. It's important because, well, it's easier, first of all, to establish healthy eating habits at a young age than try to break them later on in life. Yeah. And food preferences start early on. I read some studies that showed that babies who ate fruits and vegetables at 14 months were more likely to eat fruits and vegetables at 4 years old.
Okay. All right. So education through these books. And tell me a bit about the books. What is in the books and what will inspire the kids to want to eat veggies then?
So this book is about Theodora Rose, who is an almost six-year-old who loves to garden but hates eating the vegetables she grows until she stumbles upon a band of fruits and vegetables and she's in for a delicious adventure. So basically it teaches the importance of eating a variety of fruits and vegetables and teaches key terms such as vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and fiber. And I try to do this in a interactive, fun way to engage kids.
Okay. We always have this problem with kids where they don't want to try new things, especially it seems like if it's vegetables or something good for them. And you're saying it may take more than one try to keep at them. How persistent should you be at trying to get them to try something, Jennifer?
Well, studies show that it can take up to 12 tries to like a new food.
Okay.
So try and try again.
Yeah, keep trying. Don't give up, huh? Do you plan to get a series of books together then to teach the children, or what's the future plan here, Jennifer?
So the plan is to continue with this series, and each book will teach a different nutritional concept, but the same characters will appear in every book. So kids will establish a relationship with these characters and will trust them.
You've got like sound effects, all kinds of things in these books, because you know, sometimes it's hard to hold the kids' attention. So tell me a little bit about that as well, Jennifer.
Yeah, so since this is an ebook, I included a lot of the latest technology, and there are touch and learn icons, pop-up fun facts. I have a drawing tool and sound effects and even a yummy recipe to test.
So I would think probably if people went to a search engine and typed in Teddy Tries a Veggie, they might find it. But is there a dedicated website or somewhere where people could find out more about your book, Jennifer?
Yeah, my website is smartyplate.com, and Smarty is spelled S-M-A-R-T-E-E, plate.com, and I have links to purchase the book on Amazon and Apple iTunes.
We should mention, by the way, Kids Eat Right Month is in August, so this is great timing for the release of your book, obviously, I guess, Jennifer.
Well, it is, definitely.
Well, good luck with it. It's a great cause, and I hope we can get all our kids passionate about eating the right foods. Thank you, Jennifer. Good talking with you.
Thank you, Bruce.
All right.